Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our friend Mark Rosenman on the show, back on the show. He was joined us a month or so ago as he was being handed off to us by Sam Norwood, who was taking off a few months. And as you know, Mark and Sam are with the Tatum LLC folks. Mark is the Director of Knowledge Management at Tatum LLC, and they've got their Tatum Survey of Small Business Conditions that, as you know, we talk about every month. This is a survey that Mark and Sam compile from responses from their partners who are all across the country helping to run businesses like yours and mine, pretty much out here on Main Street kind of businesses. And they ask them questions about how the economy is going, how their business is doing. Are they buying? Are they selling? Are they hiring? Are they firing? Are they borrowing? Are they paying back? Is there anything left over at the end of the day? All those kinds of things, and they compile it into a handy-dandy report that we are the beneficiaries of, and we really appreciate that. Mark Rosenman, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Mark. I hope Sam's well. We'll have to check on him. I'll have to find the – I think Sam's sailing. He's actually out in the Atlantic right now, sailing on his own, and so we'll have to find out how he's doing and get you a report back. Okay, Mark, I'm looking at your survey of conditions, and I'm seeing a lot of sideways yellow arrows. I don't know how long it's been since I've seen this before, since I've seen this last time.
That's right, Jim. A month ago when I spoke to your listeners, we felt there was a chance the economy was really on a roll.
Had a lot of green arrows.
Our May results were very strong across the board. People were reporting stronger business conditions in the last 30 days and a stronger outlook going forward the next 60 days. I'd love to tell you that we sustained that momentum in June, but the fact is, as you say, we've got a lot of sideways arrows in the report that your listeners can download from our website. And it just seems to be the fact that the economy took a little bit of a pause. And we're calling it one step forward, half a step back.
Yeah.
So it's not really bad news, but it's not sustaining the kind of momentum we thought we were onto in May.
Any one thing that triggers this that you can put your finger on?
Well, oddly enough, Jim, the one indicator that was strong for the last 30 days was employment. Our respondents reported a significant increase in employment, although they didn't necessarily see that going forward. So it might have been something of a one-month jump based on seasonal conditions or something like that. I still think the biggest problem among our clients, who, as you say, are the kinds of small businesses on Main Street that your audience represents, is they really want to do more hiring. They recognize that it's people that create value. It's not real estate. It's not capital.
Mm-hmm.
It's really people. But they just don't have the confidence that the economy is gonna be strong. So they're going with temporary help, interim help, and that's the trigger that I think still hasn't been pulled.
Yeah, that's the issue, and until it's not just the dynamism, the economic dynamism that that putting new payroll on into the economy does. It's the attitude that we think we can do that. There's a lot to that, and I think that's the concept, that's a feeling, that's an emotion, that's a dynamism that the people in Washington just don't get. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. You know, our clients are in all kinds of businesses. I was speaking to a client the other day that's actually in the pickle business, and they're doing very well. Thank you very much. But, at the heart of all these businesses, it's all about innovation. And a single entrepreneur or a small group can only do so much. They need people to help the business grow. So I think a lot of people out there are itching to hire, but they haven't quite gotten to that level of confidence. So they're making do with temporary and interim folks, and that's, let's face it, the way that some people see the economy going, fewer permanent jobs, more people freelancing and starting their own businesses. But I think a lot of people would rather have a permanent job than be working from job to job.
What's unfortunate about this, though, Mark, is this continues what I'm calling the casualty list syndrome. You know, the more we're doing more with less, with fewer, the more we're requiring our existing folks to do more. We bring on part-timers and temps, as you say. That puts an extra level of pressure that really compounds the casualty, what I call the casualty list syndrome. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. And I think the temporary worker is not going to sit back and feel the kind of assurance about his future that's going to lead him to buy a new car or buy a new house. Buy a new home. They're going to be sitting tight, sitting on their hands, because they're really not sure whether the next paycheck's going to be there.
So
I think we see a kind of a vicious cycle, and we need to turn that into more of a virtuous cycle.
When we come back, we're going to get into some of the specifics about of the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Mark Rosenman is our guest. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We like it when you go there. I think you'll like it if you go there. Lots of stuff that will help you. You can read, listen, ask questions. Check out our blog. My newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every weekday. Oh, and by the way, don't forget our survey. I haven't mentioned, I've been in remiss. I haven't been mentioning for a few weeks now, we've had a survey up on our homepage. I'd like for you to go there and take that survey. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's easy. Easiest thing in the world to do. Just go there. It's right on the homepage. Just click on your answer and click submit, and you'll be logged in. And you don't have to tell us anything. You don't have to tell us who you are. We don't want to know who you are. Just take that survey. I think you'll get a kick out of it. And we report back what the results are. And especially in the newsletter. You can always get that in the newsletter. And if you're a newsletter subscriber, it's the same survey. And we're having a great visit with our friend Mark Rosenman, who's Director of Knowledge Management at Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Got a lot of sideways errors, folks, here. That means the Tatum Survey shows two data points. One is the current condition, and the second one is 60 days out. And, Mark, we got a lot of sideways. Almost everything's sideways here, order backlogs included. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. As I was saying, we had some strong growth in May, but everything sort of flattened out in June. We had a slight increase in the portion of our respondents saying that that order backlogs had decreased in the previous month, and a small decrease in those who think that order backlogs are gonna grow in the next 60 days. So not the end of the world, not traumatic, not. Very few of our respondents think that things are really going to get worse, but we have fewer people thinking that things are going to get better significantly soon.
You know, Mark, it's not like things got overheated in May or something. It's not like people got carried away in May and got frightened or anything. It's like that, is it?
No, it's not. But let's remember the economy is significantly psychological, and I think a lot of people are seeing the news on the TV about the oil spill and other things going on in the world.
You think the oil spill and the Greek issue and all that, I mean, it sounds to me like what may be happening is the average person on the street is really starting to realize that we are in a truly global economy.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I do. And let's keep in mind the people who've got their hand on the credit spigot, whether it's the capital spigot, whether they're lenders or investors, they're human beings, too. They're going home at night and seeing the terrible news on the TV about what's happening in the Gulf. They see what's happening in some of the countries in Europe with their budget deficits. And I think that affects them. I don't think we can understand the economy just in terms of facts and figures. I think some of it is the atmospherics. And right now, I think they're hurting a little bit.
Well, and the other thing, Mark, is in the past, and I mean every single recovery I've been involved in, and my first recovery was after my first recession, which was back in 69-70. Mm-hmm. I've been through all of them since then. This is seventh one. Everyone prior to this one had the fuel of credit availability added to the recovery. There was credit available in general to anybody who had decent credit, and maybe even some who didn't. Maybe that was part of our problem. But my point is that right now, that credit fuel just isn't there yet. It isn't there right now. And that means this recovery is going to have, it's going to be measured, isn't it?
I think so. I think we see it especially in the private equity world, where a lot of our small to mid-sized clients get the capital to try to realize some of the dreams they have. Those folks have a lot of cash, but it's still on the sidelines there.
But look at consumers, Mark. Not just at the capital level, but you know, just consumers.
Yeah, I think that's right.
We got a lot of people unemployed, and those who are you know, they're not leveraging that much.
Right.
Which is probably, I think. Do you think that there's a dividend that's going to be accrue from this out in the future when the economy does get on good solid footing? There's not that much public debt, and we've kind of washed through those toxins through our system, and then we've got an economy that's based on equity, more equity and less debt. Don't you think there's going to be a dividend out there one of these days on that?
I think there could be. And I think we're going to be looking at a situation where businesses simply have to start spending again to renew their plant and equipment that they haven't been spending on. So I think there's a chance that when the snowball starts to roll, it's going to get big quickly.
Yeah, I think you're right too. Capital expenditures, you were alluding to that a little bit ago.
Yeah, they've been pretty much sideways, and that goes along with capital availability. Companies that we are surveying are simply not yet committing to buy the new technology, the new equipment that they really need. And again, it goes to the fact that they're not sure that they're going to see the growth in their business that they need to justify those investments. If you could guarantee our clients that their business is going to grow 10% a year, I think you'd see them open their checkbook quickly, but they're just not at that point yet.
Well, exactly, and it's not, and it's there was a time when, and I'm going to come back to what I was saying a minute ago, there was a time, Mark, when whether I was going to grow or not, whether I was going to buy equipment, was all my decision, and the banker was waiting on my phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know that that's the case. Now I don't know that it's the case that it's that way, folks. I think that we're sitting here with you know, maybe I want to grow, to a power of two.
I'm here.
But I want to grow to a power of two. But if I because of the economy, because of the financial situation, the credit situation out there, maybe. You know, maybe it's just the money's just not going to be available. So there's two things that have to come together. I have to desire it as a business owner. I have to think it's the right thing to do as a business owner. Then I got to get a banker to go along with me. And that's a little bit unusual in this cycle from the past. Mark Rosenman and I will be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Little ZZ Top bringing this back. That's the song Rough Boy. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. One of ZZ's best songs, I think. And I'm glad you're here. Mark Rosenman is our guest. He's the Director of Knowledge Management at Tatum LLC. Mark, tell us a little bit about Tatum and about this survey.
Well, our survey is as you mentioned, a survey of our professionals who are out in the business community serving clients with financial and technology assistance. We say we're the company that serves companies in transition. So we help companies that are growing rapidly, and we also help companies that are in something of a slump and need what we call interim services to help achieve their next goal as a company, whether it's raising money, going public, doing an M&A transaction, a merger or acquisition, anything like that. That is a really significant goal a company has in the next 6 to 12 months. That's where Tatum can really help.
Exactly, and basically, as I was when I was at a consulting business, I was a vice president. You could rent.
That's a little bit what we say. We provide what we call flexible management capacity. We can come in gangbusters, and then we can leave when you don't need us anymore.
Or unlike me, you could actually convert that into a permanent condition. I know you have that as well.
Absolutely.
So, folks, check them out there. And it's Tatum.com or TatumLLC.com?
It's TatumLLC.com.
Put the LLC in there, .com, and check out what they've got, folks. And you can find their business survey there, their survey of business conditions, on their website, also on my website. We thank you for allowing us to do that, Mark. Let's go over to capital availability. We've been talking about needing companies to spend money. As we went to the break, I was just saying that in the old days, you know, I could say, okay, I'm not going to buy till I'm ready, but when I'm ready, my banker's ready.
Right.
Now we got to say, I'm ready. I better call and see if my banker's ready.
One of the significant shifts we saw during the recession, Jim, is that your average banker has less power than he used to, than he or she used to. The credit committees at the banks have more say in approving loans. It used to be if the banker was your buddy, you played golf with him, you could pretty much count on him to give you a loan or give you a waiver from your terms and conditions if you were in violation of your covenants. That's less true now. The banks, in our view, have become a little more bureaucratic, a little more controlled by committee, and your numbers have to be right. So one thing that Tatum does is we help companies that are trying to get capital or on the brink of maybe having their loan called because they're in violation of their covenants, create the kind of disciplined approach to working capital management, to cash management that bankers mm-hmm. really like to see.
Well, and of course, now the way you were describing banks, that's absolutely true with the bigger banks.
Mm-hmm.
That is the law of the land with the bigger banks. But for smaller banks, independent community banks, there's still some relationship banking going on out there, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Among small banks.
I think that's true. I think the big bank mentality is probably filtering down more to the regional banks.
Because of the new regulations.
The new regulations and the Fed is really coming down hard on their lending practices.
Yeah, they are. But so it's going to be interesting to see how things go. But you know, Mark, too much of that suppression of credit through sort of jawboning and saber rattling by the government, that's not going to help this economy turn around.
No, I think that's true. Our clients, as we've been saying, really need access to capital. They've got the ideas, they've got the drive, they've got the vision. They've got we've got entrepreneurs among our clients who are working the 20-hour days. They just need some access to debt or equity financing to start hiring people and doing some of the things that you need to build up an infrastructure so you can serve clients in an increasingly global economy.
What are you, as you look out across your partners and your clients out there, are you seeing, of course, now a lot of your clients are at the level where they may be just beyond an independent bank, the loan capacity of an independent bank. So they're probably looking for loans upstream a little bit, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. It's generally the case that our clients are looking for loans maybe in the $5-10 million range.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about companies that do $50 million.
And they're the ones probably having more trouble than anybody right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Getting these loans.
That's really true.
Yeah.
So
most small businesses are looking for less than $1 million.
Right.
You know, they're in the 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, something like that. Maybe even 10,000, you know. So, right now, this is an example where, you know, maybe it's good to be a small business, you know, especially from a credit standpoint. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next month. We'll do it again next month, okay?
I look forward, Jim.
Mark Rosenman, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Knowledge Management at Tatum LLC. And be sure to check out their survey there and also on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away. Another hour after this one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.